not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Gotta make some sense of it all. But I can see it makes no sense at all.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, October the 11th, 2017. Yeah, we're trying to make some sense of it all. And of course, their narrative in the Vegas shooting is really starting to unravel. But you know what is firming up? The gun control effort. And so we're going to take a look at both of these issues. Not only the stories that are coming out, and of course, we've had a lot of updates, and we're not going to get into it in this segment. I just want to give you an overview of what's coming up on the show. But there's going to be some interesting exposures, I think, as we see the hotel now facing some legal liability after the revised timeline, after information has been released that, yes, in fact, as we talked about on Monday, it seemed like Steve Wynn, when he was talking to Fox News' Chris Wallace on Sunday, had indicated, well, you know, in our hotel, we would never allow anybody to get into a service elevator. And Chris Wallace said, wait a minute, are you saying they got into the service elevator? Well, I'm not saying that. He kind of put that out there as he was trying to tell everybody how his hotel had so much better security than MGM did. And now the police are saying, yes, in fact, we believe that there was access to the security elevator. When do we get access to the security cameras that are all over every one of these casinos? I'm going to talk about that because I've had some experience with surveillance cameras and a contract job that I did. And, you know, it's the Las Vegas casinos that actually control the entire surveillance camera industry. They're the biggest consumers of this stuff. They may be getting a run for their money with state and local governments now, but they have historically been the ones who drove all of the surveillance cameras because they use them so extensively, so heavily. We'll tell you why, and we'll ask a lot of questions, and I'm going to kind of lay out my 10 or 12 concerns that I have about this shooting so far that make me believe that I can't believe anything that I'm being told by the government. Not anything unusual. We're also going to take a look at some international news. We have some updates to what's going on with Brexit as well as with Catalonia. And those are important issues for Americans as well, because what we're seeing happening is a worldwide movement. It is going to have repercussions here in the United States eventually. And we're already seeing things start with that. Both in Texas, California, people have said we want to devolve the government. We want more local control. This is a force that has been unleashed. It is not simply going to be nationalism versus globalism. We are going to see that continue. We also have several guests. We're going to have Lionel joining us on the program, and we're going to turn him loose on Harvey Weinstein. He is just raring to go on Harvey Weinstein. It'll be very entertaining because there's a lot there to see. As a matter of fact, if you want to go to Twitter, I have a poll up there asking what of the former producer's movie titles do you think best describes this scandal? So if you want to go there, you can find that at Libertarian. We'll also have Michael Thompson. He's from WND. He's going to talk to us about his perspective on the Vegas shooting as well as other news. And we have Sherry Duvalle from Readout News. And she's been following the Bundy trials in Las Vegas. And she is going to give us some updates on what's going on there, as well as some insights into the FBI's involvement in the Garland, Texas shooting. Remember, there were some jihadis who showed up. There was a Draw Muhammad event. They showed up with body armor and some heavy weaponry. And one of the people who was injured there, a security guard, has now filed $8 million lawsuit against the FBI. He said, you guys stood down. You knew about this. You took off your surveillance, and in fact, you actually escorted these jihadis there. Imagine that. Our government being involved with ISIS, because ISIS took credit for that. ISIS took credit for that shooting. And so anybody who listens to this program should not be surprised that our government and ISIS would be involved together to pull something off, or that our government would stage a shooting in order to get gun control. And that is what is shaping up right now. First thing out of the stock, gun control from a Republican congressman, Carlos Curbelo, has now introduced a new gun control bill. It's the Republicans first out of the gate here. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, we've had some returns now from the Supreme Court. They have weighed in on the first of the travel bans, and we'll see what happens with that. I'm David Knight on this October 11th, 2017. They've got a lot of issues that they're going to decide. And of course, these politically appointed for life individuals, these nine men and women who sit in judgment of our Constitution and create law, where they have no authority, are now going to be making some big pronouncements. But they've come out with the very first one. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, is backing Trump on the travel ban so far. Now, the first ruling that has come out is actually kind of just a procedural legal ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court dismissed a legal challenge to President Trump's travel ban late yesterday. They concluded that the ban's expiration in September effectively ended the controversy. So here's a situation where they had a ban. It had a time limit. It was blocked by lower courts, and now it has expired. So they said, well, all right, it's moot, and just clear the record. Now, they say this is a partial victory. This is Daily Caller's analysis. It urged the High Court to dismiss the case after the ban expired in September 24th. So they did do that for the administration. But many people believe that they are going to dismiss the existing case that still continues coming from Hawaii. That is still there. That was not dismissed. That second challenge that was brought out of Hawaii, that case comes from the Fourth Circuit Court. It concerned only the 90-day travel ban, but the Hawaiian case also challenges the 120-day ban on refugee resettlement, which will not expire until later this year. Now, the order that they had yesterday, many people believe, strongly suggests that the justices will dismiss the Hawaiian case once the refugee resettlement provision terminates. So it looks like they're starting to move ahead with that. And while we're talking about court, we have now had, we did not get a search warrant when that nurse was attacked in Utah. Remember that, the Salt Lake City incident where there was an angry cop demanding that a nurse draw blood? And she said, well, you know, we have a policy and your police department has agreed to this, that there has to be a search warrant or the individual has to be under arrest or whatever. And he would not take no for an answer. He started chasing her around, roughed her up, handcuffed her and so forth. Everybody was outraged, and rightfully so, when we saw that video. And the interesting details that came out of that was that the unconscious patient that he was demanding to draw blood from was actually a police officer himself. He was not drunk. He had been the victim of a drunk driver. And the abusive cop was a paramedic, but no more. He was immediately fired by the paramedics, but it took him this long for the Utah police to finally fire him following an investigation. So now he has been fired. At least, finally. Okay, and we're looking at what's happening in terms of strange news. Zero Hedge has what they call the WTF headline of the day. Austria's burqa ban. And, of course, if you remember, Austria enacted a ban against face and head coverings. And everybody called it a burqa ban. That was the intention of it. They were concerned about that issue because they were afraid it was going to be used to mask people who were going to commit violence. They say that has now led to the arrest of a man dressed as a shark. Zero Hedge reports that say a man dressed as a shark was arrested in Austria and officials cited the burqa ban. The ban extends to medical masks and to scarves as well, and it makes the shark costume an obvious no-go. And the intention of the restriction, they said, was to ensure the cohesion of society in an open society. Now, this guy was reported to the police. This was a company that was called McShark Electronics. So they had a costume character dressed as a shark. And I guess somebody decided that they would be snarky about the new law that they didn't like. So they demanded that the police rigorously enforce it. And they did. And so they reported this guy to the police. The police saw him in the shark costume. They asked him to remove his shark costume. You cannot wear a costume character costume in Austria now, evidently. He protested, saying, I'm just doing my job. So the police arrested him and slapped him with a fine. And the advertising agency said, today we were at the McShark store and our shark mascot received a fine from the Vienna police because of the new ban on face coverings. Life is not easy. They said previously a cyclist has also been arrested and fined for wearing a scarf over her face because she was cold. So you understand what's going on here. That is the rigorous enforcement of a law that they don't want to continue to exist. So the police are complicit in this, as well as the people who are reporting this to the police. In international news, we have Nigel Farage talking about Brexit. He said, Theresa May is now the EU's Stepford wife. She is subservient and submissive to their every whim because they voted for Brexit, but they got Theresa May. And there was a long list of candidates for prime minister after Brexit, and they took the person who was the least likely to push this through. She has delayed, 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 and now she's had an interview on television. He says, so there we have it. Theresa May does not believe in Brexit. He referred to the interview. He said she completely collapsed, proving that she is incapable of answering the question of how she would vote if there were a referendum now. In other words, she wouldn't say that she still supports Brexit. He said this is the clearest proof yet that the great Brexit betrayal is underway. And he finished up by saying yesterday, Theresa May became Theresa Maybe and that she left open the door to further concessions. Once again, I find myself wondering whether 16 months after we voted to do so, if we have the leaders who will complete the job. And as we look at that, and as we look at what happened in Catalonia and the effort there to gain independence, that's a good question. What we saw yesterday was a bit of appeasing, bit of fence sitting by the leader of Catalan. These people, he had said, and of course this is the guy, the local leader, his name is Puigdemont. He had said that he was going to declare independence within 48 hours if that's the way the country voted. But that was about a week and 48 hours ago. And so yesterday what they did was they got together and they signed a declaration of independence. It sounds like a bold move, but they immediately said, we don't really mean it. We just signed this, but we are not actually going to do anything about it. We just want to do this and say we'd still like to have somebody talk to us about this. Will somebody please send someone from Spain to talk to us about this? After he just saw the response of Spain, the jackbooted thugs, the iron fist, beating people, beating families with children, elderly women, people who are lined up to vote, shutting down the polls. I mean, you really think they're going to talk to you about this? And as he's doing this, the Spanish police are saying, we're going to just suspend your independence altogether. We're going to shut down your government. They were threatening to arrest the Catalan president. They said they had special forces that were ready to come in and arrest him if he declared independence. So the guy sat on the fence. He tried to do appeasement. He tried to do what the NFL owners have been trying to do, and that is satisfy both sides. You can never do that. Every time you do that, you are going to be trumped by the people who will take bold, decisive action, even if that action is morally wrong. And I think that the Spanish central authorities are totally wrong and immoral in the way that they have responded to this. I agree that people ought to be able to decide what their government is about. That was what our Declaration of Independence was about. But our founders in this country put their lives and their property and their sacred honor on the line when they signed their independence. And clearly, Catalan is not ready for that. I don't know that America is ready for that in this day and age. We're so easily shamed, so easily intimidated. And we have people who are afraid to speak up for our heritage when we have our heritage being taken down, all the symbols of our heritage, the statues and everything else being taken down, and people are afraid to even speak up about that. Would we put our lives on the line for our freedom? Don't think so in America either. Certainly they're not willing to do it in Catalan. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the petrodollar, which may be fracking. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emirates Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emirates Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emirates Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emirates Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected recommended for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, we have the petrodollar that may be fracking. OPEC is making overtures to the U.S. oil industry. They want them to join them. We're going to talk about that, talk about the other attacks on the petrodollar. Why is the petrodollar very important for us? Well, we'll explain that as well. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus, the deepest discount we've ever had on it. And as Alex has been saying, it's not going to last very long. He's going to have to take that off pretty soon. Use this opportunity to try it if you haven't. I know that you're going to like it. It's my favorite supplement that we sell here. Or if you've tried it and you like it, it's a great time to stock up. 50% off BrainForce Plus. Also, we have 50% off all Emrix Essentials. Those are our line of household products that are all organic. And that's a lot of different things like sunscreen, bug spray repellent, or bug repellent in a spray form. Does not have DEET. It has all natural non-GMO ingredients in it. And a lot of other things, deodorant, body wash, shampoo, things like that. It's the entire line. It's 50% off. That's Emrix Essentials. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can get that in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. That's WAKEUP at the checkout. Enter that code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off. All right, let's talk about what's going on with OPEC, because this is part of a bigger problem. You know, we look at economic issues. We have an imperative to get tax relief done. It's something that is going to help the economy. Everybody knew that. That's been a lot of expectation built into business plans, into the stock market. That has created an economic recovery that is stronger than anything we've seen during the 8 years of Barack Obama. And yet, that is all very much at jeopardy. If we have people like Bob Corker shut it down so that he can make Trump look bad, well, he's going to make the American economy not only just look bad, but be bad if he does that. But he will. People like Bob Corker are more than willing to shut down the American economy for political purposes. I guess you could call him, he's kind of a suicide bomber, a full-on jihadi from the GOP establishment. That's what Bob Corker has become. But that's just part of what is in front of us. There's a great deal of opportunity there if we do, in fact, lower taxes. We have some of the highest taxes, if not the highest taxes of any country on corporations. And that is reflected in a loss of profit. They know what the costs are there, and they pass that along in their products that they sell here in America. And of course, that tax is going to follow the American products abroad. So things like a lower tax rate for corporations abroad, plus the fact that goods that are made here in America, when we try to sell them abroad, they carry the American tax with them. All of those things are what's really fundamentally behind the globalist outsourcing our jobs to other countries. And we can reverse that. That is because of government policy, largely, that they're reacting in a rational way to do that. They're trying to save money by creating their products abroad and saving on taxes and having cheaper products because it doesn't follow them. When they create their products in Europe, for example, even though Europe has very high taxes altogether in terms of the VAT, that comes off when they export those products to America. So it puts American producers at a disadvantage, and it means that it's not really rational to try to compete by making things in the U.S. So there's a lot of reasons to have tax reform. But there are other things that we have had in the United States. The petrodollar is one of them. And this is something that was created as we came off the gold standard with Bretton Woods II. After World War II, the American economy was the strongest in the world. We were calling all the shots, and everybody was pegging their currencies to the American dollar. We said we will peg our American dollar to gold, as we had in the past. And then it became very obvious that we really weren't paying any attention to that. And we were called on that by European countries. They said, you know, this is really pretty fraudulent. You just keep printing money. You said it was going to be tied to the American dollar, and it isn't. We're going to do something about this. And so Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger said, all right, we're not going to be pegged to the dollar anymore whatsoever. We're going to create the petrodollar along with Saudi Arabia. And all oil, which is still the base currency of energy, folks, and that's really where this is going to ultimately go. That's why they're talking about carbon taxes. You're eventually going to see these paper currencies go away, I believe, and they're going to start pegging everything to energy. But for the last 40 years or so, we have been tied with the Saudis very closely. They buy our debt, our T-bills, as do the Chinese, and in exchange, they denominate all oil shipments in dollars. We call that the petrodollar. And we've seen in just the last few months many pushbacks against this. Of course, Iran hasn't been denominating their stuff in American dollars for quite a while because of the low relations that we have between our country and theirs. But then Venezuela also did it. But it's not just those two countries, but it's also Russia, China, and the rest of the BRICS have talked about doing something in competition to the petrodollar. Russia has said that they are now not going to accept payment for other services at their ports unless they are done in the Russian ruble. And so people have caught on to this game, caught on to the fact that this is something that has allowed us to spend money with no end in sight to create this massive debt. And people are tired of buying our debt, and they're tired of subsidizing our blank check that we have to do anything we want. So the petrodollar may be fracking. Another illustration of the pressures being brought upon it are the relationships between Russia and Saudi Arabia. Russia said they're going to invest $10 billion in Saudi Arabia, and that they're going to, Saudi Arabia said they're going to buy a lot of Russian weapons. That's the type of relationship that we have had with Saudi Arabia. Now the Russians are starting to cultivate that kind of relationship with Saudi Arabia. Again, creating a movement away from the close connection that Saudi Arabia has had with the United States. Now OPEC is making direct overtures to the U.S. oil industry. They haven't been able to beat the fracking industry. We have, because of shale fracking in the United States, we have been able to produce oil at a very low cost. And we've had a glut of oil because of the slow economic recovery that we've had under Barack Obama. And in spite of that, the Saudis decided that they would continue production, even though demand was declining, that they would try to drop the price and try to squeeze out American producers. And they were unable to do that. The price kept dropping, and they kept up with their production and so forth. And it turns out that the American producers can produce shale from the shale basins using fracking. They can do that cheaper or as cheaply as the Saudis can. So now, at a speech in New Delhi, OPEC's general secretary offered an olive branch to the American oil industry. This is being reported by the New American. They said, come join our cartel. Together we'll keep prices up, and we will stay profitable. So you can't beat them. Try to get them to join you, is what they're saying. We urge our friends, he said, and we're all friends now, in the shale basins of North America to take this shared responsibility with all the seriousness that it deserves as one of the key lessons learned from our current unique supply-driven cycle. This is a cartel. They want the shale oil industry to join with them instead of beating them, which we have been doing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, it looks like the official story is beginning to unravel in Las Vegas. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at this. Because we've had a lot of things that they have walked back in the last couple of days. It took them 8 days to modify the timeline. And we're going to take a look at that as well. But now we're also hearing that they may have had access to the hotel's freight elevator. And I say they because I just simply cannot believe this lone shooter. There is so much evidence and testimony out there that there are multiple people involved. There's much about this that I think still has to come to light. But as we see these changes coming out, there appears to be some concern, and rightfully so, from the MGM-owned Mandalay Bay that they have legal liability here. And I think that that, along with what the Sheriff's Department is now starting to put stuff out, the Sheriff's Department said as they released some of this new updated information, they said, we can't keep putting Band-Aids on this. That's what they said. Can't keep putting Band-Aids on it. What do you do with the Band-Aid? Well, that's another way of saying cover up. We can't keep covering this stuff up. It took a while for the sheriff to come out and said, I kind of wonder, did he have help? Was he some kind of a Superman? And now they're coming out and saying, well, it looks like this timeline that we had is wrong. I don't know why it took them this long to find out that the timeline was wrong. They're now admitting that he was there a couple of days earlier than they had originally been telling people. Now they say, it looks like somebody might have been using the hotel freight elevator. A lot of things are coming out, and it's starting to unravel. So I want to take a look at this. But before we do, as we start to talk about this issue of the hotel freight elevators, I pointed out on Monday, I thought it was very suspicious when Steve Wynn, the owner of the Wynn Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, went on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and started talking to him about security measures in Las Vegas. And some of the things that he was saying was he was trying to, obviously he was telling people, my hotel is safe. We wouldn't let this type of thing happen here. And he gave his examples. He said they've had a couple of year project that they've been involved in. They've had retired Navy SEALs and other security consultants come in and help them to profile people so that they wouldn't have an event like this. And he says, we don't want to have heavy-handed stuff where we search people, except that the Wynn Hotel did do that in the wake of the shooting. They did have metal scanners at the hotel. So he was trying to walk that back and say, we do we do a lot of security here, but it's a non-touch type of security. And we've been working on this for a number of years. And then to put that out there, he started to show how they knew things about people. He said, yeah, we knew this guy. We've had a lot of people that knew him very well. And they said the strange thing about this guy was he never, ever drank. Even though he could drink, he never, ever drank. And that was strange because we'd had so many reports about how this guy was a nonstop drinker when he was gambling. But then we had other people say that he brought his own booze because he didn't want to, even though he could get free booze and it was comped, he didn't want to pay tips to the waitresses. This is a guy who's saying, yeah, I'm spending $1 million a day, you know, gambling here, and I'm making hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit as a professional gambler, but he can't pay tips to the waitresses. And in a lawsuit, he had said that he went a lot, but after 2008, he kind of pulled back because he said they used to comp all these rooms and everything, but then they got pretty stingy with it in the wake of the economic collapse after the mortgage meltdown in 2007, 2008, when people stopped going to Vegas. So he said, yeah, because of that, I didn't go that much. Really? I mean, the whole issue, folks, and I've said this before, there is no such thing as a professional gambler. The professional gamblers are the ones who own the casinos. Everybody else is a patsy. You're a chump. The longer you play this game, they have set this thing up. It is not a 50-50 chance. And whether they've got a 52-48 chance or it's a 60-40, the odds are always going to be in their favor. And if you think you're going to beat them and you're going to play constantly and beat them, that isn't going to happen. So immediately, there's something wrong with the narratives about this guy. He's making so much money, but he's, I don't know, I don't want to pay tips. I don't know about these comps. I may not go as frequently. And then all this money is changing places, okay? He's probably, as we find, as we do an investigation, we're going to find this guy had some connections with people running guns or doing something illegally, laundering money for people. I think that's what we're eventually going to find. And we're going to find that it was, I believe, eventually this is going to turn out to be something like Fast and Furious. But let's talk about what came out on Sunday. So Steve Wynn talks about the fact that they've been profiling him. And, of course, they do know everybody that comes into the casinos. I did some work for a contractor for the North Carolina Department of Transportation. They're working on the cameras that they put on the interstates. And, of course, they would do that so that they could see if there was a traffic jam. They don't use that for any surveillance. At least they didn't 10 years or so ago. And they didn't store anything because they didn't want to be caught in any lawsuits. But when they would see some traffic developing and people backing up, you could spin those cameras around and you could zoom those things down miles down a straightaway to see what's going on. But those cameras were all developed for the casino gaming industry. That incredible ability to zoom in, incredible accuracy. And the guys were saying, well, we'd like to have it do this a little bit differently, but the people who the entire surveillance camera industry is catering to are the casinos, because they're such big customers. They drive the entire industry. They have cameras everywhere. About the only places you have that kind of camera density approached was places like the perimeter of the Pentagon building on 9/11. Of course, we never saw any video from that either, did we? And they confiscated video from surveillance video from neighboring businesses that are around there. So we never saw any footage of that plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon. And I don't think we're ever going to see any footage out of any of these Vegas casinos. They got cameras everywhere, inside the casinos, outside the casinos. And one of the reasons they do it, if you go back, you remember that movie, 21? It was about a true story of a Harvard math team, and they figured out how to do card counting on blackjack and how they could beat the house consistently. Remember that? It had, what's the guy's name? He's on House of Cards. Anyway, Kevin Spacey, thank you. Our crew was right on top of that. Kevin Spacey was the guy leading the ring and so forth. What they do is they don't break people's arms. They get lawyers, because they can hurt you far worse than they can recover from a broken arm, but you can't recover from what the lawyers can do to you if they get a restraining order and they catch you violating that restraining order. So they've got cameras everywhere, and they are looking at everybody's faces coming in there, making sure they're not some kind of a card counter or something like that. So they're doing all this surveillance all the time. So Steve Wynn was telling us that they were doing it for security reasons. And then while he was talking about that and talking about the fact that it was suspicious that, let's just play the clip of where he was talking about it. And you'll notice as he's talking about the different things, and he goes, however, we would never let somebody into a service elevator. It's like, what? And then when Chris Wallace called him on it, he goes, oh, no, I'm not saying that. And he changed the topic again to something that he'd already discussed. Here's that clip from Sunday, Steve Wynn.
Anything interesting that stood out over the 6 years, nobody that's ever worked here have ever seen the gentleman or the lady take a drink of wine, beer, or alcohol of any kind. Now, a lot of people don't drink, but considering their frequency of all the restaurants and their behavior as normal tourists taking advantage of everything that's available in our resort, they never ever imbibed in any liquor. Their behavior was conservative, private, understated in every way. You never ever would stop a man like this coming in the building. However, nobody in this company's history, no public person has ever walked in the service elevator unless they were accompanied by security. That wouldn't happen. Secondly,
did he go in the service elevator, Steve?
I'm just saying anything like that.
Well, I'm just using that as an example. Well, it has now come out, yes, the police are saying somebody did go in the service elevator. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by Infowars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the unraveling narrative here that's happening in Las Vegas. As we just pointed out, on Sunday, we had one of the other casino owners, Steve Wynn, in an interview with Chris Wallace, say, well, you know, we do certain things. However, we would never let anybody in the back of the casino to go up a service elevator. And Chris Wallace goes, did that happen here? Wait a minute, did that happen here? Oh, well, I'm not saying that it did. I'm just saying, you know, possibility. And then he changes the subject back to something that he had already discussed, which was having a do not disturb sign on the door for more than a certain period of time so that would raise flags. And he had already talked about that at length. So clearly he had let slip something that had been talked about. Now we have the police in Las Vegas saying, yes, it appears that he had access to the service elevator. And the police, as we pointed out on Monday, were saying, look at all the stuff that's up here. He's got drills. He's got stands. He's got all of these different weapons. And they're lined up just like in a gun store. And he didn't fire a lot of these weapons. And so now you got people saying, you shouldn't be allowed to have that many weapons. Well, he didn't use that many weapons. Well, you shouldn't be allowed to have Tannerite because he had it in his trunk. He didn't use Tannerite. You shouldn't be allowed to have bump stocks. Well, he didn't use a bump stock either, I don't believe, because when you see the pictures of the guns, they have a bipod on them, and that keeps them from being able to have the kind of sustained fire. We've shown that demonstrated by people who were proficient at firing a gun that had a bump stock attached to it. They put the same kind of bipod that they showed in the pictures of the guns that were there on the floor. It did not work. There's so many problems with this narrative, and we're going to get to it in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we'll remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, what funds this operation. A couple of them real quickly. We have BrainForce Plus, 50% off. We have Alexa Pure Pro, the water filter that gets out 99.9% of the contaminants and is gravity feed, so you don't have to have electricity to do it. That is now 20% off. Another big ticket item from Alexa Pure is the Alexa Pure Breeze. That's an air filter. That is also 20% off. InfoWars Life Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. And this week only, get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can get it in either the Patriot or Immune Support blends. And just enter the code WAKEUP when you check out to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. Let's get back to the Las Vegas updates that are here. We have just had Sheriff Lombardo say that security guard Jesus Campos was in a hallway of the hotel responding to a report of an open door when he heard drilling from Paddock's room. Paddock, who had installed three cameras to monitor the approach to his suite, they say, opened fire through the door, spraying 200 shots down the hall and wounding the guard, who alerted other security officials. Now, does that create liability for them? The police say that Campos was shot in the leg at the end of Paddock's assault on the concert goers, potentially distracting them. He did this, and this was done before the shooting started, 6 minutes before the shooting started. And so the questions are, what is the legal liability of the hotel if this individual was shot and it was not reported to the police 6 minutes before the shooting began? Las Vegas Metro Police Undersheriff McMahill told an NPR affiliate that Campos went up to the 32nd floor to investigate a door alarm. While on the 32nd floor, he found that a stairwell door was jammed, and he radioed down to maintenance. He then heard a drilling sound and thought it was odd. A maintenance worker came up to the 32nd floor as the pair started talking. Paddock, they said, began firing through the door of his room, first with a single fire gun, then with a rapid fire rifle. Police have said that when Campos radioed what had happened, it helped them to track where Paddock was holed up. McMahill didn't elaborate on the 6 minutes that it took for him to radio between the time that 200 shots were fired at him, or why police found it difficult to locate Paddock when, according to the new timeline, they had his location minutes before the assault started. He said, I understand why people are frustrated with this, because we are as well, said the undersheriff. Now, an attorney for some of the victims has already filed legal paperwork to prevent money from coming out of the estate of Paddock. And now he is saying that this new timeline that has been revised 8 days after the police put it out there, they say the new timeline suggests incompetence on the part of Mandalay Bay. He said, we're talking about 6 minutes here. This is amazing and shocking that they didn't respond faster. So he said he was planning legal action against MGM Resorts International on behalf of victims and the families of those killed or injured. Now he's got a deep pocket defendant. And this lawyer is, I'm sure, very excited about the fact that he has got something to come after MGM on in terms of liability. I think that what's going to happen is, as we see this go back and forth, as they continue to change this narrative, we're going to see maybe more information come out as they try to exonerate themselves. MGM Resorts, the owner of Mandalay Bay and Casino, Resort and Casino on Tuesday, questioned the most recent timeline of events provided by the police about last week's Las Vegas Strip massacre. So now they're pushing back against the police. There's a back and forth. Now, the police said, we cannot put Band-Aids on everything, as I mentioned earlier. You put Band-Aid on something if you want to cover it up. What else are they covering up that's going to be coming out? He told Fox News that yesterday when asked about the change in the timeline. So were they trying to cover that up for a while? Were they trying to cover up the fact that a service elevator was used, and they decide they're not going to try to cover that up for MGM either anymore? And they also pointed out that they're now admitting that he checked into the hotel 3 days earlier than first reported. Why would they change that? And, of course, that was something that I think first came out here at InfoWars. Why the changes? Why did they put out false information? Why are they changing it now? You know, when you start lying, things get very complicated. And then when you start changing your answers and changing the lies, then things get even more complicated. Judge Napolitano on Fox News said the news from the new timeline is not that the security guard was shot earlier than previously stated, but that the news was that the agent of the hotel who should have been carrying with him a recording device, a device which would have allowed the head of security or somebody in the security to listen, was shot at 200 times by an automatic weapon. So Mandalay Bay, says Judge Napolitano, knew of the existence and the presence and workability of the automatic weapon 6 minutes before he started killing people. That should have triggered an enormous response. And again, they should have had a recording device on the security guard. Where are all the cameras that the casinos have everywhere, as I mentioned before? So to me, I've got a lot of questions about this. And I think as we start to see this come out, as I've said before, where are the video surveillance reports? This is one of the most highly surveilled places anywhere. And as I pointed out before, 4chan, 3 weeks before this happened, they said, this is part of the high incident project. There's going to be an incident in Las Vegas. We have the guy who is the CEO of Mandalay Bay, sits on Homeland Security infrastructure project. They want to have a mass shooting in an area that has high security with cameras everywhere, so people don't feel safe anywhere, that they have to buy more things like backscatter devices. He said, be very careful. I would not go to Las Vegas. He said that 3 weeks to the day before this happened. So, you know, maybe you can take that for what it's worth, okay? But also, you know, what about the idea that this guy is a professional gambler? Where did he get all this money? Is he laundering it, or does he have a crime connection? Why did he shoot such a short time? There were a lot of firearms that were never even fired. Okay, guns that were just sitting there. Were they there as a shopping list for gun prohibition for the people to see? We have many guns that were found there that were not used, but now all those guns are on the endangered list. Everything that they show in a picture, they're going to try to prohibit. And as we pointed out in a report on Monday, we showed that you cannot use a bump stock and that bipod. Doesn't work. You cannot sustain fire with that kind of bipod. There is a bipod, not that one, that you could put on there and you could use it. But again, this looks like a frame-up job set up for prohibition. Also, Tannerite, they say, oh, there's a car bomb. He's going to do a car bomb. Everything was so meticulously planned in this, they say. Many, many days before this happened. This was a long-range plan. So if he's going to use Tannerite, and he's going to put Tannerite again, Tannerite is a... comes in two pieces. It doesn't get dangerous or explosive until you put those two pieces together, but then you can't explode it unless you hit it with something like a bullet, high-speed bullet. It isn't going to blow up like nitroglycerin. It's not that volatile. But why didn't he put it over there where he could shoot those tanks that they now allege that he wanted to blow up? Why didn't he put it there in advance? If he was planning everything, he's planning to do something with it. No, I think they put it in his trunk because, again, it's one of these items on display, the shopping list that the FBI, the ATF, would like to prohibit. We have so many witnesses saying there are multiple shooters. We have audio analysis that appears to show that there's multiple shooters. And we have the sheriff saying he must have had help. Why can't we look at that? We have seen the FBI and the ATF have real shootings, people killed. We've seen them operating things with Fast and Furious, with Gun Walker, to try to get prohibition. Is this another case of this? Why do we have no believable motive? There's no political or religious connections to this guy that are the least bit credible with this. Why did he kill himself when he hasn't finished what he was going to do? Didn't even shoot his guns, had protection gear, but he committed suicide? Stay with us.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're supposed to be concerned about the Dreamers. They were brought here by their parents. It wasn't any fault of their own. And yet now we have an interesting case developing in Texas where a Dreamer wants to kill her child, have an abortion paid for by American taxpayers. So if we're supposed to be concerned about Dreamers who bring their, who are brought here by their parents, they have no say-so about it, why wouldn't we be concerned about the children who were killed by their parents? And they have no say-so about it. I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at what is coming out of, this is an article from a liberal site called UpRocks, R-O-X-X.com. Texas and the ACLU will head to court over whether abortions can be denied to undocumented immigrants. And let's unpack that for you. Undocumented immigrants are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in America and demanding social services like abortions be provided to them, along with a free education that their home countries do not want to pay for. And, of course, we're supposed to feel guilty for this because it was no fault of the kids. They were brought here by the parents. Now, one of these kids was brought here by their parents, a Dreamer, wants to kill her child. Remember when we were covering the protests at Planned Parenthood, and it was my wife and daughter were some of the people that were there. My wife has a wonderful knack for getting people to say things on tape. Best reporter I've ever seen. And she walks over to some of these protesters, these Marxists, who are very proud of their abortions. And, of course, as we always see with the left, they don't really typically say much of anything. And at this particular event, they were holding up signs that said, abortion is black genocide. And it is. That's how it started with Margaret Sanger. And so on our side, they were holding up signs that said, abortion is black genocide. They showed up with signs that said nothing. They were simply black signs. They wanted to just censor the speech of other people. They didn't want to have a discussion or an argument about anything. They're just going to shut you down. That's the way the left responds to things. They just shut you down. They censor you. But my wife was able to get some of the people who did not want to talk to actually say something. And here's the clip. We play this all the time on InfoWars. It's part of the A-Team, the abortion team intro that we have on the Alex Jones Show. But here's this one individual who looks at my wife and says this.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Yeah, yeah. My wife said, why wouldn't people adopt children? She said, I don't adopt. I kill my kids. They're proud of that. And so when we put this, we look at that, that puts it in perspective. This is somebody who is a victim of her parents, a victim of the system, a Dreamer. So we should be ashamed to tell them, sorry, it's time for you to go home. You've had a free education. But now this Dreamer wants to kill her kid. And the liberals say it sounds like something out of A Handmaid's Tale. A young, undocumented immigrant held in a Texas detention center sought an abortion at taxpayer expense, of course, only to be denied the requested medical care by the federal government on the grounds that her parents aren't here to sign off on the procedure. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has said to the ACLU, no federal court has ever declared that unlawfully present aliens with no substantial ties to this country have a constitutional right to abortion on demand. If Roe v. Wade, if Doe prevails, rather, in this case, the ruling will create a right to abortion for anyone on earth who enters the U.S. illegally. And that right, countless others undoubtedly would follow. Texas must not become a sanctuary state for abortion. So, in addition to people being able to come here from anywhere in the world and be educated at our expense in the language of their choice, now, if the ACLU prevails, anybody can come here from anywhere in the world to kill their kids. And we will have to pay for it as taxpayers. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we know for certain about the Las Vegas shooting. Gun control is on the way and has been introduced by Republican congressmen. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
So many questions about what happened in Las Vegas. So many unanswered questions. The narrative is changing very quickly now. And we have two different groups that are competing against each other. We have the police telling stuff about Mandalay Bay, saying we can't put a Band-Aid on this anymore. And Mandalay Bay and their parent company, MGM, are pushing back against this, saying it didn't happen, as they try to push away from liability. So this may open up a glimpse into some of the false narrative as they start to change things. But as I said before, and I'm David Knight, we're going to take a look at gun control. Because even though we have a lot of questions, and we're very uncertain about what happened here, because we don't have any, still don't have a legitimate motive for this guy politically or religiously. Nothing has surfaced with that. What we do know is that we had a lot of weapons that were stashed up there, a lot of things that were not used. He left half of his weapons back in his house, and he had a whole bunch of weapons there that he didn't use in the room. And I say he, you know, we're still going with the official story that it is one individual that's shooting, although I don't believe that either, as I pointed out. And I don't think the sheriff believes it either. He's trying, maybe he's not going to continue to put a Band-Aid on that narrative of just a single shooter. So we've had a lot of eyewitnesses. We've had a lot of audio analysis of this. We had the sheriff come out and start to walk that back. And, of course, there's video surveillance everywhere that they're not showing anybody. They know a lot of stuff that they're not telling us about that. But I think at the heart of this is gun control. And that makes me very suspicious about the motivation of all of this. I don't think it's political. I don't think it's religious on his part. I think it is a gun control motivation. We have seen our government involved in this in the past. And we're going to have later on in the program, we're going to have Sherry Duvalle from Readout News talking about a lawsuit that has been filed in response to the shooting that happened in Garland, Texas, a year or two ago. I don't remember exactly the date of when that was, but you remember there was a Draw Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some jihadis showed up. Now one of the people who was injured there is suing the FBI for $8 million, saying that the FBI not only stood down allowing this to happen, but actually escorted these jihadis to the event. Isn't that interesting? We've had the ATF running guns across the border with Gunwalker, with Fast and Furious, that blew up in their face when an American law enforcement agent was killed. They didn't care about all the people that were killed in Mexico with the illegally run guns, but it blew up when an American was killed. And they were trying to push through with Fast and Furious. They were trying to push through the UN Arms Trade Treaty. The UN Arms Trade Treaty was going to control the flow of small arms across borders. In order to do that, they were going to enact a great deal of tracking on the sale and possession of guns in America by Americans in order to make sure that they knew where this stuff came from and as a deterrent. So they were going to say, you can't have stuff coming out of America. If it comes out of America, we're going to have to put gun controls from the UN on Americans, on guns, on ammunition, to track all this stuff, to find out where it's coming from. It's going to be a really oppressive regime, part of the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And so when that all blew up a Fast and Furious, they had to reschedule it. They rescheduled it to July 2012. It's just before I started working here. I was doing some contract work for National Association of Gun Rights, and we went to the UN as they were going to be bringing that up for a second vote. They thought they had it because some time had passed, and the week before, a week to the day before they were going to have the vote on the UN Arms Trade Treaty, they had the Aurora, Colorado shooting, which in and of itself is so filled with crazy events. I don't believe that that individual was the one who did it. I believe that was set up a week in advance so they could get their UN Arms Trade Treaty through. It still didn't go through. They still didn't grab the narrative. People didn't go cowering to the government for gun regulations. They went down to the gun store and said, I need a gun to protect myself because we've just had another shooting, and it illustrates that the government is not there to protect you. Now we have a Republican taking the lead. Representative Carlos Curbelo has introduced a gun control bill for bump stocks. Breitbart points out that he's put forward a gun control bill yesterday designed to ban the manufacture, sale, or possession of bump stock accessories in the United States. And they point out again that it was Barack Obama's ATF that approved bump stocks for sale because they are accessories. They are not conversion devices. They do not convert a semi-automatic into an automatic. And Wayne LaPierre from the NRA has said this is a very slippery slope because these guns still remain a semi-automatic rifle. And this is a slippery slope to banning semi-automatic rifles because the liberals do not understand the difference between a semi-automatic and a fully automatic. They call everything that scares them, regardless of what kind of accessory it's got. I could just have a scary looking stock, or it could have a scope or something on it. To them, that looks like an assault rifle because every rifle is an assault rifle to them if it scares them, and all rifles scare them. They say the language is broad. It's all-encompassing. The bill will prohibit the manufacture, possession, or transfer of any part or combination of parts designed that is designed and functions to increase the rate of fire of a semi-automatic rifle, but does not convert the semi-automatic rifle into a machine gun and for other purposes. Let's just make this really broad. And they point out Breitbart News has reported that you can get the same effect as you can with a bump stock if you just use your finger in a belt loop. And they say, are they going to outlaw fingers? Or are they going to make sure that you have to have government permission to have a belt loop on your pants? That's all you need to make it fire rapidly. This, as they point out, is a red herring. This is Representative Thomas Massie has said that. He said, it is a red herring that would lead to the ban of other firearms and accessories. And as I showed in detail on Monday, some individuals who experienced shooting a bump stock from the shoulder, and they were able to keep sustained fire to empty out the entire magazine very quickly. And then they showed, but look, if we put a bipod on it, which they're showing on the rifle, if you see the picture of the rifle on the floor, they say if we put a, and what they're showing you right now, if you're watching this, this is how you could tie it to your belt loop and get the same effect instead of buying the bump stock. What we're talking about here, and I said this on day one, the slippery slope is to say that the ATF is going to be able to regulate things outside of the firing mechanism. That means that they're going to be able to do whatever they wish. That is the real slippery slope. And the other part of the slippery slope, which I disagree with the NRA on, is the fact that we would have the ATF creating our laws. Of course, the bureaucracies are doing this because Congress has abdicated its position, but I don't believe Congress has any constitutional right to put any restrictions on gun ownership. Let me repeat that. Any restriction on gun ownership is an infringement. And yes, that means anything that could have military use. The people who wrote that had had an army sent to confiscate their military weapons. Their state-of-the-art firearms at the time and their cannons were confiscated by the British at Concord and Lexington. And they said, we're not going to let that happen again. We want the citizens to be the army. We don't want to have a standing army. Now we have a standing army. We've got the largest standing army in the world. And if you look at our police departments, they are perhaps the second largest standing army in the world. And what are they going to be standing on? Your neck. If they're the only ones who have guns, you have the liberals out here who have turned the NFL upside down as the NFL owners have been trying to appease both sides. They've been telling everybody the police are evil. You cannot trust the police. We have to push back against the police. And yet these are the same people who are calling for only the police to have guns. Say, they got cards they're not showing, folks. We all understand that. Now, I want to take, when we come back, we don't have enough time in this segment before we got to go to break. I want to take a look at what one police chief, who was the former police chief here in Austin, Texas, Police Chief Art Acevedo, he is now the police chief in Houston, which I think is maybe now the fourth largest city in the country, but it's a very large city. He has been somebody who has been at the forefront of gun control, gun confiscation. We're going to tell you what he is saying right now because he has been part of a national effort to ban guns. And then we're going to play in contrast to Police Chief Art Acevedo, Sheriff David Clark, who's one of the good guys in this, who trusts the citizens to have his back and tells them that he has their back. Learn how to use a firearm. Learn how to protect yourself. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Now we have ESPN commentators saying that the owner of the Dallas Cowboys is a slave owner. I'm David Knight. How amazing is that? I mean, when did you ever see plantation owners going through the cotton fields, handing out millions of dollars to the people picking cotton? These people who are NFL players are not slaves. They are multimillionaires playing a child's game and being handsomely rewarded for it. And there is a line miles and miles long of people who would love to have their job and are capable of doing it about as well as they're doing it. This is a market. It is a business. And when the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, said, this is a business and you're going to play by the rules. If you want to protest, you can do it on your own time. But when you're here doing this job, this is an entertainment business. We all understand that. And they're going to have to play by the rules. And, of course, the rules that the NFL has says that you're going to stand and you're going to respect the flag. You're going to, you know, have a certain posture. They define the entire posture that the NFL players would have. And then they point out to them, we do not want to be put in the position of disrespecting our flag, our national anthem, the veterans behind it, and so forth. So why isn't the NFL supporting that? Well, now we've got the commissioner coming out and saying, well, I would like for them to stand for the anthem. I mean, he could have done this from day one. Instead, they tried to follow a path of appeasement. You have the Black Lives Matter people who are promoting a race war. And then you have the gun control people who are supporting them, saying that the police are evil and that it is all about race. And then at the same time, they want you unarmed. Do you see what's happening? I said before, it doesn't make any sense if they say the police are evil, the police are harming everybody, and we only want the police to have guns. Except if you understand what's really going on here, George Soros and Black Lives Matter want to start a race war. And then you have the gun control crowd that wants you unarmed when the race war starts. And then it goes on further. We got the NAACP joining in on this. They say that Jerry Jones is tone deaf and that he wants to violate the Cowboys' constitutional rights. No, your owners, the NFL owners don't own these players. They're not slave owners. But when you work for an employer, the employer makes conditions about things that you can do as part of your job. And if you're in a public capacity, they might even put restrictions outside the job. But they're not even talking about that right now. You know, and this is in response to Donald Trump saying a big salute to Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, who will bench players who disrespect our flag. Stand for the anthem or sit for the game is what Jerry Jones said. But understand, this is about creating a race war. It's what George Soros and Black Lives Matter wants to do. And then make sure that you are unarmed. That's how they can say the police are evil, but only the police should be armed. But here's what our former police chief here in Austin, now the Houston police chief, said about gun control. Let's roll that clip.
Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo is getting behind a call for gun control. Acevedo took to Twitter with his opinion, using the mass shooting tragedy in Las Vegas as a launching point. Acevedo said he has spoken out against gun violence, urging everyone else to do so as well. He asked, if not now, then when? The chief also engaged in dialogue with dissenters of his position and those who say it's too early to talk about policy. Instead, he said, it's too late.
Yeah, exactly. So this is based on a series of tweets that he put out on Sunday. He said, when will we stand up and say enough? He said, I've spoken out on gun violence before, and we should be asking, if not now, then when? And he has long advocated gun control, folks. As a matter of fact, and we'll play that clip for you in just a moment. But before we do, as I say, he says, we fail thousands of families of all ages, races, and faith. Stand up, be heard. This is a guy who has pushed gun control in the wake of Sandy Hook in 2013. He went to Congress to push for gun control. He wanted more background checks. He wanted stuff about the mentally ill, all the usual prohibitions that are trotted out by the left. He were being trotted out by Art Acevedo in Washington back in March of 2013 as they were trying to push this through with Sandy Hook. He has also opposed the Texas open carry bill that would allow people who have had a background check to carry their weapons because they're licensed concealed carry people to allow them to carry on campus. And we're going to talk about what happened in just the last couple of days at one of the Texas colleges where there was a shooting. But in contrast to Art Acevedo, who is a police chief, I want to play for you what a sheriff who is elected by the people, not politically appointed by politicians in the city. There's a big difference, I think, between the police and the sheriff. That's why you have the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. I don't see any corresponding organization like that for the police chief, although I'm sure there's probably some police chiefs that are part of that sheriff's association. But sheriffs are elected, and that makes a big difference. Here's what Sheriff Dave Clark said in opposition to what Art Acevedo is saying.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
See that? He says you're partners now. And we saw that in the wake of the Vegas shooting. We had one of the performers with Big and Rich as the police were coming around telling everybody, we think there's shooters on the ground. They're going, we don't know what's happening. Stay in your place, lock down. There was a police officer who didn't have a firearm on him because it's such a hassle to carry it. He came up, showed his identification, and asked Rich, who was on stage, he said, do you have anybody here have a firearm that I can use? And he said, take mine. It's a partnership. He said, we can't be there all the time, but we'll help you when we can. And they understand that citizens are going to have, lawful citizens will have their back when it's necessary as well. But Art Acevedo was also pushing, as I pointed out, a gun control event in Austin. He was pushing very hard for gun control after Sandy Hook. We had an event here that we filmed. Again, my wife was there. I was there. Jakari Jackson was there. And there was one individual in this gun control rally that was holding up a sign. And I want you to hear what the mayor pro tem said as he singled out that individual. Here's that clip.
Austin City Council member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the mayor and city council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but
the sign says stop the gun ban.
Here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on.
So he says, I just want you to understand, that's not on the table today, but we're going to do that. So when you look at when Art Acevedo, who was speaking at that event as well, when Art Acevedo says, if not now, then when? Well, that day is coming. They are going to try to ban the guns. And when he was supporting that in 2013, then in 2015, they were talking about an open carry bill. And the police chief, Art Acevedo, said, well, common sense has officially died. Now, this last weekend, we had a Texas Tech shooter who murdered a police officer, pulled out a gun in the police station after he had been brought there for drug charges. The left went crazy and said, see, this is what happens when you have open carry. They had to take it back because this guy was not legally allowed to do it. He was only 19 years old, wasn't old enough, hadn't had the background check. That's the way they lie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, we're in the middle of a war. And in any war, the objective is to control, move, communication, and shoot, right? Move, communicate, shoot. You stop your opponent's ability to do those things, you can win the war. Right now, it's a Cold War. People are jockeying for position in these different things. And we're going to talk to somebody who is an ally of ours in this fight, especially in the fight to stop our communications. We talked about gun control. That's a Cold War that is right now that's trying to take our guns. That is now ramping up in the wake of this shooting. But, of course, they're also going to be trying to control your movements through the automated cars, taking human drivers out of the equation. But they're also coming after your ability to communicate, to share information, to get information. And they're coming after InfoWars, Breitbart, and the person we're talking to right now from WND, an ally of ours in this fight. We're talking to Michael Thompson. He is marketing manager, brand strategist at WND.com. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
David, it's good to see you again. The last time that I saw you, sir, if you remember, it was at the Bilderberger Conference.
That's right.
Here in Virginia, right by our office, actually. And in 2012, I want to commend Alex Jones. He led a incredible army of patriots to confront the Bilderbergers. We were there as well. And that was really when Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report began to get really interested in what this elite faction of individuals was coming together to do. And just, I want to commend you and your fantastic team and all of those who are part of the patriotic movement to actually bring journalism to contest corporate media. And this is exciting times, but at the same time, it's very frightening times.
Yes, it is. And as you point out, it really is a war to get that information out there. You talked about the fact just exposing what's going on, as Alex did, as you did with Bilderberg, getting a broader audience out there. Matt Drudge has been a very big part of that. And, of course, we follow the work that you do at WND very closely as well. As somebody who's a marketing manager, you understand, just like Julian Assange pointed out, that there's a war in terms of economic censorship as well. Tell us about that and how that's affecting WND.
Let's go back to last year. WND, Facebook allows you to keep track of your, I don't want to say competition, but you're able to see the type of engagement other Facebook pages are getting. We did an amazing analysis that got a lot of traffic. Breitbart linked to it. You guys actually linked to it as well. We showed that over a 4-month time span, the traffic to places like Daily Caller, WND.com, InfoWars, Breitbart, the Media Research Center pages that exist, they were all beginning to drop. This was at the same time that Facebook had that hilarious meeting when they called conservatives such as Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck said, hey, this guy's Zuckerberg. He's not doing anything wrong. Even though we had shown that the Blaze had actually seen a significant drop in traffic. I won't actually try and go into why that probably was. But my point is this. We've seen during the election cycle and increasingly after the election cycle. I mean, look what's happened to your guys' YouTube assets. All demonetized. Look what's happened to anyone who has a viewpoint that isn't in mesh and in line with the corporate media. We've seen the censorship on anything regarding the Vegas shooting, which the story, to commend you guys on your guys' fantastic reporting at InfoWars, this story just gets weirder and weirder. And that's why you're not seeing it anymore on the pages of the mainstream news. I mean, think about this. A couple years ago, the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, was mainstream news for almost a year. We have the largest massacre in American history. I can't think of a larger massacre that the state didn't condone in human history that has happened. And people don't want to even talk about the Vegas shooting anymore, except to say that, hey, we need to get these right-wingers guns.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a story today. The headline on it is they've now reversed the timeline. I thought that was a great take on it when they say that the security guard, the official timeline, as we were told for over a week, was that he was the last guy shot, that he got shot taking out this individual and everything. Now we find out that he was shot at least 6 minutes before the shooting began is now the new official story. So it's very suspicious as we see this changing, and you've been on that. You've been on a lot of these issues, and you're talking about this economic censorship, and when you were looking at how they were suppressing the traffic reports of various websites. I mean, we see that happening on YouTube. They suppress our view counts. Our view counts are much, much higher on all of our videos on other sites. Somebody mirrors our channel, and they might have about 75,000 subscribers, and yet we've got 2 million subscribers, and they'll get 20 to 50 times the number of views of my videos on their channel than we get on our channels. And so that's one aspect of it. You talked about the demonetization. They're doing that to everybody. They did that to Ron Paul, of all people. They took him down. And so we're seeing that everywhere. And that's when Julian Assange said, this is economic censorship that is involved here. But, of course, Google, that owns YouTube, is also putting things in place to make it difficult for us to serve ads from other people, or even blocking us from selling supplements and placing our ads on other sites when there's nothing at all political about selling a water filter or selling vitamin B12 somewhere. They try to suppress that as well. It's a full-on war.
Yeah, David, those are great points. The technocratic elite, your Google, your Amazon, your Facebook, and your Twitter, they have unprecedented power at a time when we should be really having Congress look into regulating these industries that have a monopoly. Amazon.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, Steve Bannon, I think, also made that point. I've talked about that several times. When they have a de facto monopoly, and yeah, they ought to be looked at and regulated that way. We have bakers and photographers who are being shut down because they have somebody who's trolling them and say, hey, I want to have a homosexual wedding, and I know you're a Christian, so I would like for you to participate in that in a very intimate way. I mean, they're not just selling them a film that they're going to use to shoot this. Of course, nobody uses film anymore. I'm dating myself here. But, they want these photographers and these bakers to get involved, and they say, no, I don't want to do that because I'm a Christian. I have freedom of religion. But they say, no, you're open for business. You have to do that. What about Facebook? What about Google? They have monopolies. You can't go somewhere else if Google says, we don't like your politics or we don't like your religion and we're not going to let your video go up or your video be monetized. You don't have anywhere else to go. They really are a monopoly. They don't have a monopoly of small town bakers and photographers. The double standard is just absolutely amazing.
I've got a lot of friends that are associated with Breitbart, with Daily Caller, with these fantastic organizations, also InfoWars, and I'm always interested to see what their engagement is on Twitter, because that shows you how much power they really have. And a friend of mine, I'll leave him unnamed, but he had an engagement for the month of September of like 250 million people were engaged with his Twitter account. Those numbers dwarf what the mainstream media is capable of doing now. That is why the corporate media is so terrified of individuals such as a guy like a Mike Cernovich or a Jack Posobiec, or people out there like a Paul Joseph Watson, or people over at Breitbart and Daily Caller who are making a name for themselves and beginning to really frighten the mainstream media, because the narrative, especially in the case of the Vegas shooting, David, I want to go back and commend you guys on your coverage. Alex has done a tremendous job in trying to highlight a lot of the inconsistencies in the official narrative. And of course, as WND is reporting, what the Las Vegas Metropolitan Sheriff just came out and said, that the shooter, Steve Paddock, actually fired on the security guard first before opening fire on the concert goers. To me, that is the most shocking bomb we've heard on this story yet, that completely, completely throws what we're told on this story.
It's not just that. There's a couple of things that have happened, as I mentioned earlier in the show. They're now saying, well, they checked in 2 or 3 days earlier than originally reported. I think that was broken here at InfoWars. I'm not sure. But also saying, we're not going to put a Band-Aid on this anymore. I mean, that, to me, that's the takeaway line of what the Las Vegas law enforcement are saying. I mean, you put a Band-Aid on something, you're trying to cover it up. So what is it that they're not going to cover up anymore? We've also had the admission that the service elevator was used to get a lot of that equipment up into that room. Whoever and how many people were involved in that. I mean, we're starting to see this unfold, but there is a lot that is still being covered up. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Michael Thompson of WND. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Economic censorship, that's what we've been talking about. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Michael Thompson of WND.com. It is a war. In a war, you want to be able to control movement, communication, and shooting. Those are the three things that we're looking at right now. And it's a cold war right now. They're trying to control our guns, our shooting ability. They're also coming after our communication. And don't, you're not going to have to wait too long before they come after your movement that is already developing now. That's not on the timeline of most people. But we're going to get back to Michael talking about the economic censorship. One of the ways that we get around economic censorship here at InfoWars is to sell products that will protect your health and that the health of your family, to sell that directly to you. We get the best quality products and we put them out at the best prices that we can and we sell them directly. That's how we get around the economic censorship here at InfoWars. And we put things on deep sales periodically as a thank you to those of you who support us, who have funded this operation over the years. Right now we have BrainForce Plus, 50% off, a great way to supercharge your mind, to focus your mind. We have never had this discounted this deeply. It's now 50% off. That's BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have water filters and air filters. You want to have clean water and clean air. As I pointed out last week, we've got reports that over 2,000 municipalities, USA Today reported, have problems in their water supply. And these are the people who are monitoring it on a daily basis. And this doesn't even include the things that they dump in the water supply, like fluoride, that you may not want to take. But you never know what's going to be in your water, especially if you're in a groundwater. You don't know what's going to be in it from one day to the other. So be proactive. Get yourself a good water filter. We have one on sale right now, 20% off the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. It is a gravity feed water filter, so you don't need to have power. You can use it during emergencies to keep a clean source of water available to you at all times. We also have the Alexa Pure Breeze, also 20% off. That's big savings on those two items. Those are big ticket items. And right now, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee and either the Patriot blend or the Immune Support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. And you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America. That's Wake Up at checkout to get 20% off of our great tasting coffee. Michael, we were talking about how traffic was suppressed last year. It was a direct movement, and you guys reported on it very well at WND. But what has happened? What have you seen in terms of traffic and suppression in the wake of this Vegas shooting, besides what we've seen from YouTube taking down videos left and right? What about your direct impressions there at the website?
Fascinating question. It's a very important one. We keep track of the Alexa ratings for a lot of this, a lot of these sites that are in our sphere, the patriotic, the sites that are out of the, outside the mainstream. Like I said, Breitbart, Daily Caller, WND, InfoWars. We want to know what is driving the news cycle, because the stuff that I want to stress one more point, David. We should all be trying to come together as close as possible at this time when the corporate media and the left is uniting to try and silence our voices through their vice on the main technology outlets and venues, such as, again, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, and Google. But my point is this. Since the Las Vegas shooting, InfoWars has jumped up 200 spots in your guys' Alexa rating. You guys were about 1050 on Alexa. Now you're about 849. So your guys' coverage of the Las Vegas shooting and the inconsistencies in the official story have propelled your site quite significantly in terms of traffic. The same thing can be said for Daily Caller. The same thing can be said for Breitbart. The same thing can be said for a number of sites. This is a story that the general public is highly interested in. We know this also because Matt Drudge continues to highlight it. It's on the same level, sir, as the NFL story. Once again, Donald Trump goes to war on behalf of the American people, a populist war against billionaires and millionaires, against the billionaire NFL owners and the millionaire NFL athletes. And look what happens. Roger Goodell sends out a letter saying, hey, all the players should probably stand up, because guess what? Our advertising dollars are dropping because the ratings are declining. So, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, and Fox, they've all spent billions of dollars for the television rights, and yet the only way they're going to make that money back is by selling ad space. And as the viewership starts to decline because of Trump's correct boycott of the NFL that he called for, guess what happens? The dollar speaks. And I think that this is an important point, going back to how you started this segment, sir. You know, WND has a similar apparatus. We have the WND Superstore, and I can't stress to your audience that it is so important to, if you enjoy the content that InfoWars puts out, it's vital that you go and you respond by shopping at the InfoWars shop. And we say the same thing to the WND audience.
Yeah, and I love the books that you have there. I've interviewed, I remember Charles van Wyk, who was at a church in South Africa. And they had some terrorists came in there. That was at the time they had the war that was going on there. And they had selected this liberal church, they said, because they knew that nobody there would be armed. He happened to be visiting that church, and he just had a pistol with five shots in it. It was a great story. And people need to understand this, especially now. We see soft targets like churches, like concerts that are being hit on. And it's very important for people to understand that. And it's especially important for Christians, because he talked about the fact that he struggled with whether or not he should arm himself. And then he came to the realization, it's like, I have an obligation to protect innocent life. And I need to do that. And he was able to do that day against terrorists who came in there. A group of terrorists came in throwing grenades. They did kill a bunch of people initially because they were throwing grenades. They had fully automatic weapons that they were going to spray the crowd with. And he scared them off with his five-shot pistol. They ran away. They said, we thought there were multiple shooters everywhere. So it was a real blessing that he was there at that point in time. But that was a really compelling story. And it's a book that you sell at WNA. What's the name of the book? I don't recall. Do you?
Yeah, Charles van Wyk is a great friend of mine. He's an Afrikaner. And the book, if you can see it, it's called Shooting Back. And mm-hmm. It is Right and Duty of Self-Defense. And Charles van Wyk is an amazing Christian who has dedicated his life to evangelizing the continent of Africa. And he's grown increasingly frightened with post-apartheid South Africa and what's happening, the media complete cover-up of the horrific farm murders, primarily of white farmers, by blacks, and the increasing attacks now on homeowners in places like Cape Town, where the amount of security people have to try and live a simple life. He actually told me a story, David. He was here in America with his son on a soccer tour. And he said, Dad, we were able to play a soccer game without having to drop down on the ground because of gunshots.
Wow. Wow.
And it was,
so that's the situation that they're living in now. But, you know, going back to what we're talking about with the media and with the NFL, you know, there's a common thread here. We've seen how the mainstream media feels like they can tell us anything they want to tell us, and we're too stupid to realize that it's a lie. It's absolute contempt for the American people, contempt for their intelligence. And that's what we've seen, I think, at the heart of this dispute with the NFL. There's a contempt from the NFL, and gradually, because you're talking about the ratings falling and how that is all bringing them to heel. But for the longest time, I was just absolutely amazed at their contempt, at their complete separation from the American people. Their first response to Donald Trump was, how dare you insult us? And they didn't realize that the American people saw the insults to the American people. They had nothing but contempt for everybody. And this has gone on now for how many weeks? 2 or 3 weeks. Continuing on with this arrogance, with this contempt for everybody, and they're totally blind to it. And we've seen the same thing happen for decades with the mainstream media. They never woke up to it. You see people like Tom Brokaw. I mean, he is just set in that mindset. We will tell you what you need to know, and don't you dare question us. That's the attitude, the mindset of the people when they had a monopoly on things. And the NFL does not have a monopoly on sports entertainment, and they're finding that out right now because of their contempt.
You know, the Washington Examiner did a story the other day that showed that the NFL has, in popularity, gone from being America's favorite sport for spectators and fans to being the least favorite sport. Just a precipitous, shocking drop.
And from first to worst.
a lot of that goes back to, and I'm a big football fan. I love college football. But my point is this. A lot of this goes back to last year when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, and he said it was largely because of police brutality and because of the way that African-Americans were treated. At the start of this season, I literally had no idea why players were taking a knee. And then Donald Trump just happened to step in, just like he did time and time again during the election cycle, when Republican consultants would say, hey, you can't say this, you can't say that. You've got to be more like a Jeb Bush, or you've got to be more like the mayor, the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. That's how you're going to win. No, the American
He's got his finger on the pulse of the American people, that's for sure. And the American people understood that Colin Kaepernick was saying the national anthem was racist. Thank you for joining us, Michael Thompson. And of course, you can find WND at WND.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at WorldNetDaily. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael Thompson. We'll be right back.
As
most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Should we put microchips on the NFL players? That's a suggestion that's been put out by some. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the war against our movement as well. You know, when we talk about the NFL, I was just talking to Michael Thompson from WND. We're going to be talking to Lionel in the next segment. We're going to unleash him on Harvey Weinstein. So that should be something. You don't want to miss that. So he's chomping at the bit to get at Harvey Weinstein, and we're going to have Lionel coming up in the next segment. But when I was talking to Michael Thompson, we're pointing out that the classic strategy for winning a war is to be able to control the opponent's ability to shoot, gun control, to control the opponent's ability to communicate. And that's what we're seeing in a wide variety of economic censorship, other types of censorship and controls that are coming from the government, but also to control their ability to move. And that is coming. It's coming very quickly at us, and you need to be aware of what is happening with that. But when we look at the NFL, and we have them throwing in the towel, essentially the NFL commissioner saying, all right, we want you to stand now. We want you to obey the regulations that were written in a number of years ago. I think in response to massive subsidies from the Pentagon to get them to stand for the national anthem. They used to stay backstage and then run out through a big sign or something, bust that sign at the NFL. But back in 2009, they started paying them tens of millions of dollars to be patriotic. They stopped paying them. They stopped being patriotic. But now, and then they started offending everybody, showing their contempt for the American flag. But now we've had people saying, ESPN commentators saying that forcing the players to stand is making them slaves, these multi-million dollar slaves, saying that the NFL owners are plantation owners. That nothing could be more absurd than that. But when they go on and start talking about athletes should be fitted with microchips, now I think you are talking about slavery. And this is the kind of slavery that they want to put on everybody. Not just NFL players, not just professional athletes. It'll begin with them, because everybody follows them, and they can tell everybody, yeah, see, I got a chip. That's a cool thing, because, you know, only the really important people who play professional sports get chipped. But, you know, you can get chipped too. It'll be cool if you do that. You know, that's the way we got all of this surveillance stuff. They created these reality TV programs like Big Brother. And everybody saw these are just ordinary people. They don't really have anything special about them. But look, everybody's paying attention to them because they're on some kind of reality TV show called Big Brother. And then we just happen to have things like Facebook and Twitter where you can have your own little reality TV show and you can try to build your audience little by little. But the movement part is coming. If they don't put a chip in your arm for whatever reason, you're going to be traveling around in their robot cars. And there's a couple of articles that came out, one of them from Bloomberg. It's no use haunting. The robot at the wheel can't hear you. I've called these things robocars for quite some time. And understand that the term robot comes from a Czech word for slave. See, the industrialists, these multi-billionaire globalists, there's a problem that they have. And that is, you don't like being their slave. You don't like working around the clock. You don't like working for low wages. But they can get a robot to do that. They can get a slave to do that. They can get a mechanical slave. And then they can get mechanical slaves to drive you around. What does that make you if they control your movement like a slave? That makes you a slave too, doesn't it? And make no doubt about it. When Bloomberg is out there saying, we've got a lot of low-speed crashes with autonomous cars in California. Say this Chevy Bolt was rear-ended as it crawled from a stoplight in downtown San Francisco. These things are going to go incredibly slow. You are going to have the worst aspects of transportation. They're going to move at the speed of a horse and buggy, and then you are going to be followed like Big Brother in the 21st century everywhere you go, whether or not you're an athlete that gets a microchip or not. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Lionel about Harvey Weinstein. We'll be right back.
What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Are we surprised we have a Hollywood producer who has a casting couch? Are we surprised that Harvey Weinstein, who wrote an op-ed piece in defense of Roman Polanski, saying this guy should be given a break? He was true to his art. And whatever his so-called crime was, then he should be free. Now that so-called crime just happened to be underage sex, and one of the underage victims has accused him of rape, saying it was not consensual. But, you know, it's just a so-called, who cares about that? That's what we have seen from Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein for a very long time. Yeah, Weinstein is kind of like, young Frankenstein. Is it, Victor Frankenstein or Victor Frankenstein? I don't know. But anyway, we're going to be talking to Lionel. He is ready to unload on this loathsome creature from Hollywood. And we have a poll up on Libertarian, where you can vote for the best description. We took some titles from some of the movies that Harvey Weinstein has produced over the years, Sex Lies and Videotape. Does that describe this scandal? How about Sin City, A Dame to Kill For? Or maybe Inglourious Bastard, or Full Frontal. So you got four choices there. We could have kept going because most of the movies that he has have a title that's applicable to it. That's the way it is in Hollywood. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also LionelMedia.com, and on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Joining us now is Lionel. Thank you, Lionel.
Oh, no, thank you. And thank you for the best bumper music I've ever heard. My God, I feel triumphant. I'm sure Harvey played this when he came out of his bath. Dun, ta-da! Now, a couple of things. You brought up a great point, and there's so much, David. You do this to inspire me to the point where I'm frothing. I'm frenetic. We got to talk about the chips one day, because that will be the end of civilization as we know it. But yeah. You mentioned Roman Polanski, and I just put up a brand new video at Lionel Nation on YouTube, and that is this. Do you think that Harvey, I'll just get this straight, all right? Harvey all of a sudden last night says, hey, I'm going to take a private jet to Europe. Yeah, that's it. Europe, where they fight extradition.
Like Roman Polanski. Good point. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Europe, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to have this treatment, kind of like Anthony Weiner had, riding a horse, and this treatment for this behavior. Now, to be fair, though, not to be fair, but can you imagine if Weinstein could really talk to you and say, hey, let me tell you something. I'm so creepy, huh? Everybody knows creepy. Ask Malia Obama. Ask Obama. They sent their daughter. They knew all about me. Is that it? Well, because she has Secret Service protection, maybe. But the point is no, you're turning your back on me now. I was your favorite. You didn't mind me when I was giving you all that money. And now BAFTA just dumped him. The Columbia CD Club, Netflix dropped him, AAA. Nobody wants anything to do with him. But if Harvey Weinstein could say, let me tell you something. Do you know how many women I've done? I'm going to tell you right now, thousands. And you know how many people came back for more? Thousands. You hypocritical bastards, all of you people. You think I'm the bad guy? And let me tell you who also has been doing it. Name the big names in Hollywood. You want me to name names? I'll do it because I got nothing to lose here. How dare you? And also, where's Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton says, even Hillary says, Hill, you can't bring up sexual predation. Do I have to remind you who you're married to? Oh, yeah, right.
She obviously has no problem associating with people who have sexual predation in their past, does she?
Here's the best one. I don't even know where to start with this stuff, with the hypocrisy. And it's not about left. Don't call this left. They're not leftists. They're not progressives or liberals or FDR New Dealers or Bernie Sanders. No, nothing. They are soulless, vapid, vacuous nothings. They're empty vessels who just fill up whatever void they're placed into. It's not about ideology. It's about self-serving narcissism. But the thing that is the most incredible to me is that you have these people who all of a sudden are forgetting who exactly he was. But the number one is Lisa Bloom. This says it all. David, this is a woman who was the, not the Dauphin, but the, whatever, she's in this world. This is Gloria Allred. Say what you want about Gloria Allred. Gloria Allred, she sticks to her story. She's like the professional wrestler who sticks to the script. He's the Nazi. He's the Samoan. Never breaks character. That's Gloria Allred. So here comes Lisa Bloom, who, by the way, set up Kathy Griffin for that ridiculous. Remember when Kathy Griffin gave that press conference and she basically came to Lisa Bloom's office? And I'm wondering, what is she suing somebody? She should sue herself for being crazy. So she basically sat there with Kathy Griffin, who basically had to all she had to do was try to put her whatever was left of her career together. And Lisa fed her laughter, prodded her, provoked her, cajoled her. And to becoming this direct, horrid self called Kathy Griffin, and she ruined any chance of rehabilitation. That was Lisa Bloom. So anyway, so what she does is she signs a deal. She signs a deal with Harvey Weinstein for this docu-series, and lo and behold, she comes along. Oh, look at this. Breitbart nails it. Read this carefully. She signs a deal, and then lo and behold, says, I'm going to be your damage control. And actually, according to the New York Times, who for once did this thing called reportage, and God bless Ronan Farrow. And by the way, David, what is with this suggestion he looks like Frank Sinatra? Where did that ever come from? He's a spitting image of Woody Allen. What are you talking about? But also, Ronan Farrow, God bless him, who had the worst talk show on TV next to Magic Johnson and Chevy Chase. Remember those abortions from years ago? But I digress. So here's Lisa Bloom. Lisa Bloom basically says, I've got an idea. Let's discredit these women. Let's put pictures of them standing up next to this creep. And the board members, they said, listen, Lisa, number one, we don't think you're really in Harvey's best interest. And number two, you might have a bit of a conflict of interest because are you trying to protect Harvey or are you trying to protect your skin and your docuseries? David, is there anyone of this group, which is called the left, is there anybody with a shred of decency, of any kind of integrity, anybody who believes in whatever this cause is? I mean, and going back to Ronan Farrow, he goes before the Torquemada of MSDNC, Rachel Maddow, and she says, hey, by the way, Ronan, why didn't you sell this or tell us NBC? And he said, don't look at me. By the way, NBC, Andy Lack, the guy who compared RT with ISIS when he worked for BBG, America's Propaganda Unit. David, I can't write this script.
I mean, look at the story that made Drudge really big, and that was the fact that, and I can't remember which outlet it was, whether it was the New York Times or Washington Post, one of these outlets, passed on the story about Monica Lewinsky and shut down the reporter who had it. And then Drudge went with it because he wasn't going to be shut down, and that's what really kicked off the Drudge Report's popularity. But the other thing about it, Lionel, is, and I think what's at the core of all this is people looking at individuals like Hillary Clinton, looking at individuals like Lisa Bloom, who have built their careers on identity politics. They have been the champions of women until it's in their power and economic interest to throw them under the bus, which is what we saw Lisa Bloom do. Yeah. And Hillary.
In a somewhat of an ancillary argument, God bless this thing called real news. And you, and I know it's self-serving, but call the civilian citizen alternative platforming. As we speak, when you and others have been saying, and I'm going to bring this up now, Las Vegas, hey, I think there's evidence of another shooter.
Shut it down and ban it. That's what they're trying to do. We're talking to Lionel. We got to take a quick break, Lionel. We're going to be right back. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, LionelMedia.com, and Twitter, Lionel Media. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know you're in trouble when your defense is coming from Meathead. Remember Archie Bunker? We got Rob Reiner, who really was Meathead in real life. I mean, this guy was not acting. He was acting out from his own personality. I mean, he was no more of an actor on that series than John Wayne was. I mean, John Wayne was who you saw on the screen. Rob Reiner is Meathead. And so this is a guy who the American public rejected in favor of Archie Bunker. And he's now saying that Trump is worse than Weinstein. And we're talking to Lionel. We're going to get right back to Lionel in just one moment. I'm David Knight. And before we do, I want to tell you a little bit about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big sale, the biggest discount we've ever had on BrainForce Plus, a great way to supercharge your mind, a great way to focus your mind. If you haven't tried it, this is a perfect time to try BrainForce. I tell you, if you try this, you're going to love it. And if you have tried it, you can get it now at a big discount, 50% off while that sale lasts. We also have a couple of items that are big ticket items like Alexa Pure Pro water filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze. Both of those are 20% off, and you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. And you can select either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. That's 20% off when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. Let's put in the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. So what do you think about that, Lionel? I mean, he's got Meathead on his side. I mean, you know, is that going to save him? But I think it is really important what you pointed out. As these rape charges surface, he immediately goes to Europe. And I had not made the connection with the ability of Roman Polanski to fight extradition. I had talked about Roman Polanski and his defense of Roman Polanski's so-called crime of raping children. That's the way that Weinstein put it. But I think he learned more than that from Roman Polanski. He learned that he can go to Europe and avoid extradition. And you nailed that right there.
Well, you know, if you look at the way Europe, I mean, his connections, I mean, let's face it, in European, in whatever this world of show business is and the like. But I got to tell you something. People turn to you to see how you analyze something. I can't keep, again, bringing up, I'm watching this the way mainstream media, and I'm sorry, I throw Fox News in with CNN and MSDNC, different subject matters, but they go up to a point. The same thing with this. You'll see people that say, look, we can't push this thing too far. Why? Because we're corporate. Because yeah, there are big wigs. Because there are other people who say, listen, I got news for you. And I'm just guessing, Dave. Somebody might be saying, if you think, I know people still in the business today that make Harvey Weinstein look like a choir boy.
And oh, I bet.
Were you shocked to see that his wife, here's his wife, first thing is, she's out of there. Say what you want about Hillary, I'm not going anywhere. This is a team. I mean, yeah. You think Harvey Weinstein said, honey, you mean you don't love me? Love you. What are you talking about? Now, let me explain something also. There's something about this.
And
I want you to think about this. Let me tell you something. She's talking to somebody right now. She's with the best matrimonial lawyers, and she says, I want you to fall back. I want you to abnegate, dissolve this prenup, because something tells me that there might be a clause that said, if my ex-husband is accused of a series of sexual improprieties and predation, I don't think I'm going to be, shall I say, beholden or stuck with some pittance that you gave me. Because her brand has also been tainted horribly by connection with this. Let me tell you what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They are going back in everything of the Weinstein name, no matter what. The funniest thing yesterday was poor Harvey Firestein, who has nothing to do with, you know, Harvey Firestein says, I'm not the one. Firestein, Weinstein, whatever.
Victor Frankenstein, yeah. I'm not that guy, yeah.
So what they're doing is they're going back now, and she's trying to figure out, how do I get out of this? And you also, to show you, again, this is the left. You've got sold out by his brother. His brother, Bob, what is he, Fredo? It was you, Bobby. It was you, Fredo. Mwah. You did it. You threw me under the bus. And now everybody, the whole Weinstein, they're going back and anything that's got that name. And watch also people, Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck. And also, let me make this even more complicated. David, there's another story out there, and that is involving pedophilia, which they have absolutely. That was the third rail for the bought and sold corporate sock puppet media. They didn't even touch that, the Corey Feldmans and all these. But that's now right. That the coast is clear, once they say, okay, it's a high sign, are we good? Yeah, let's move in, because they have no soul, these people.
Well, but there's blood in the water with Harvey Weinstein now, and they're just like sharks. It's like, okay, it's safe to go for him now, right? They're kind of these weak, lower-level predators, and once somebody draws blood and there's a bunch of them, then they all pounce all at once, is what you're saying.
And if they showed, that's right, by the way, I don't know how your team does it. What are they, telepathically connected to me?
They're fast, I'll tell you.
By the way, David, you know I love you, but tell your graphics person, as you were pulling out of the scene before, behind you in big letters, pervert. I said, what the hell is this?
They do that to me?
Pervert. You know how Photoshop is. Anyway,
that's
but
right.
Here's the deal. David, do you think that if anybody would say, hey, mainstream media, you guys are pretty good with this. Yeah. Would you like to talk about something that really matters? Like the Las Vegas shooting? Oh, no. Do you want to talk about maybe the preposterous story you've been propounding? How long are you going to be some feudary, some accomplice to the actual, whoever the powers that be are? You know, David, there's sort of a term, this antinomian, this belief of the old days that those who were blessed of the, you know, the ecclesiastical rules don't have to follow the law of Moses. No, I can do whatever I want. They feel that they can cover, say whatever they want, that they are not held accountable. Meanwhile, as this happens, They're going to you. They're going to see what are you going to take. Because what InfoWars and what Real News is doing, I know this sounds like a commercial, but it's true, is an absolute fearlessness. Let the truth be your guide. Don't worry about it. What happened? Don't start off with a particular agenda. It's not, we're going not after Harvey Weinstein or anything. What happened? Why did this take so long? And if you can, please listen. Please listen to his undercover, the voicings of this man, I'm famous, as he begs and pleads and quasi threatens in the most sick look at this peering into the mind of this man who for so long has gotten away with so much murder, who has gotten away with, I mean, not literally, I don't think. But
well, you look at what Meryl Streep said. She said, and I'd like to thank God. In other words, Harvey Weinstein. And she said, kind of in an Old Testament sense. And I heard that. I said, you know, what do you mean? Sodom and Gomorrah? Because I mean, that's really where this guy is coming from. But they believe that they can do anything they want. And he's part of the elite. You know, he's in with Hillary Clinton. She can do anything she wants. And that's the issue. You hit it on the head there, Lionel, when you're talking about the ecclesiastical privilege that God enjoys as they see him in Hollywood. That's all the time we've got. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, LionelMedia.com, and Twitter, Lionel Media. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Sherry Duvall with an update on the Bundy trial and a connection with the FBI and a previous terror attack.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance.
InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of fake news. It's David Knight.
We have an update on the Bundy trial that is now underway, beginning again. We've had several trials of people who were at the Bunkerville standoff. I was there reporting for InfoWars at the time. And we have had a lot of these individuals have now been in jail for, I think, a couple of years as political prisoners, essentially. This is stretching out for a very long time. We've had a new development. One of the people there, Pete Santilli, has now taken a plea to avoid a possible sentence. So he's going to just serve. They're going to let him go with time served. We have the other people that had shown up at this event, at this protest, is the way I saw it as I was reporting there. A lot of these people are now facing, the ones who have been convicted, are facing life sentences. We've had several individuals who have, they failed to get a conviction on two trials, and they're now coming up for a third attempt. They don't want to let any of these people go, but we now have Pete Santilli, who has accepted a plea agreement. Sherry Duvalli of Redoubt News has been following these trials in Vegas. She's been there around the clock reporting everything that's coming from there. I think the best reporting that we see coming out of there. And I also want to talk to her about an article that is on her site. Did the FBI help jihadists at the Texas ISIS attack? And this, of course, was the attack that happened at the Draw Muhammad free speech event in Garland, Texas, back in 2015. So we're going to talk to her about that as well. But let's welcome now Sherry Duvalli of RedoubtNews.com. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Break down for us what's going on with Pete Santilli, the first individual that they have let go of. They have been tenacious with everybody else, even though there have been at least two trials now where the majority of the defendants were found innocent on the majority of charges. I think it was, 10 charges each on the four defendants who were also getting a retrial. It was their second trial. And two of them were found not guilty on all the charges. Two of them, they had a hung jury. Only one juror hung out, even though they had rigged this trial. Only one juror hung out. It was 11-1 on a couple of charges on these other two individuals. So they're going to come after them a third time. But Pete Santilli got a plea agreement. Tell us about that.
Yes, he did. He was hoping, actually, for a misdemeanor count, but he pled guilty to a felony. It was count two, a conspiracy charge. And the reading of it, I have the actual reading here.
Now, the actual thing that he was charged for was the point at which he blocked the path of the truck. They had trucks that were going out. They believed that they were killing animals, and we subsequently found out that, yes, they were. They were killing animals. They were hiding them out there. Instead of rounding them up, they killed a prize bull, which is several thousand dollars and really kind of the core part of the Bundy people's ranch operation. And they believed that things like that were happening, and so they were out there protesting. But Pete Santilli actually blocked the path of the vehicles of the Bureau of Land Management and pulled his vehicle in front of it and then jumped out and started filming. And then that's the altercation that we saw with one of the individuals from the Bundy family getting tasered and arrested. And that's what they charged him for, was obstructing the progress of that BLM vehicle. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. He was there for, you know, it was a very short time, seconds and or minutes maybe. But he basically wanted them to stop so we could look in the truck and see if there were dead cattle in there. Mm-hmm. And he ultimately pled guilty to a conspiracy to impede based on that incident.
Well, you know, it's interesting when we look at the indictment from this. One of the things, and I guess it's pretty standard boilerplate stuff that you see when you take a plea agreement, and they say that you understand that what you're giving up when you accept this agreement, pleading down to a lesser charge, that you're giving up the right to proceed to trial by jury on all charges, that you give up the right to confront the witnesses against the defendant in trial and to cross-examine them. But wait a minute. None of these people who are being going for their third trial had that kind of freedom. They had the Judge Navarro, shut that down. I mean, they were supposed to be getting a jury trial. They were supposed to be able to confront witnesses against them and to cross-examine them, but they weren't allowed to do that. You're giving up your right to remain silent at such a trial with assurance that the silence cannot be used against you in any way. Of course, we had the judge silence people who wanted to testify on their behalf if they said anything about the BLM or about Dan Love, the agent who has subsequently been removed from the BLM for criminal charges. That's not allowed to be brought up at the trial. The right to testify in your own defense. That's something that Judge Navarro shut down of some of these people who are coming up again for their third trial. The right to compel witnesses. They wouldn't allow certain witnesses to be there. The right to have an assurance of an attorney and so forth. So all these things that they say in the agreement here, boilerplate, that you're giving this up if you plead guilty to these charges, those are things that Judge Navarro took away from the defendants in the previous trials anyway.
Absolutely.
So you got nothing to lose.
They have filed, the prosecution has filed to do it again.
Yeah.
They want it just like the last trials. Now, it's kind of not worked out well for them because we've had acquittals. The jury was rather upset as once they realized they weren't getting the full story.
Yes. Yes. Now, one of the questions, I guess, that comes up, and it's not clear when I look at the plea agreement, is he going to be testifying on behalf of the prosecution in response for this plea agreement or not? Can you tell about that, or is it too soon to tell about that?
Well, I asked that question, and he will not be testifying for either side.
Okay. Will they be able to use things that he puts in the statement against the other defendants?
Well, that is unclear to me, but I am told they cannot bring this plea agreement in as evidence in the trial.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
I was surprised to see, Sherry, maybe you have a comment on this. I was surprised to see because he filmed an encounter with Dan Love, and that was a central thing that the government used, that particular video, that interview. They were saying that Pete Santilli was threatening Dan Love, and yet they didn't have that in the charges there. That was part of what they were using to say that there was a criminal conspiracy to intimidate, to threaten BLM agents, and they based that largely on the comments that were made by Pete Santilli, and then they imputed those comments to the Bundy family, saying that he was operating as their agent. What do you know about that, if anything?
Well, I think they may end up bringing that video in as evidence now that Pete cannot testify and explain himself. It's very possible they'll be bringing that one in. He did state in the plea agreement that he knew there was going to be he knew there was a conspiracy, and they kind of twist that word quite a bit. You know, that's kind of a catch-all is what it is. If you and I are sitting here discussing it, we're actually committing a conspiracy according to the government.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think it was interesting because in that video and in other instances, he implied that he was a representative. But when I went there to cover it, he came over to me and he said, I'm you know, Pete Santilli, and I am representing alternative media to the Bundys. So if you have anything that you want to talk to them about, you can come and talk to me about it. And I said, well, first of all, I'm not alternative media. And secondly, I'll let you know if I need you. I mean, I wasn't going to have him set himself up as a gatekeeper, but that seemed to be something that he wanted to do with everybody that he talked to, whether it was a BLM agent or whether it was somebody that was with the media. But that seems to be a key linchpin in the charges that they're using against the Bundy. So it appears that they're still going to be able to use that video where he went out there and, you know, intimidated or threatened the BLM agent and say that he was doing that on behalf of the Bundys.
Well, that does seem to be what they're trying to go for. I don't know anything about him doing that because I haven't seen any video of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That does seem to be the angle that they're running on.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk to Sherry Duvalli with Redoubt News. She has been there in Vegas covering the Bundy trial there, and I just want to ask her general impressions of what's going on in Vegas, but also about a story showing FBI involvement with jihadists. It's an allegation in a lawsuit in the ISIS attack in Garland, Texas, 2015.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA, made with organic.
Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Sherry Duvalle with Readout News, giving us an update on what's going on with the Associated Bundy trials in Las Vegas. We're going to talk to her about what she sees on the ground in Las Vegas, what it's like there, but also about an article that was on Readout News. Did FBI help jihadists at the Texas ISIS attack that happened in Garland, Texas in 2015? So we're going to get an update on that and get her take on what Vegas is like today. Maybe she's got some opinions about the Vegas shooting, or maybe she's heard something there. She's been very focused, however, on what is happening with the people who were at the Bunkerville standoff associated with the Bundy Ranch. So we're going to get back to her in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have that are about to expire. We have the deepest discount on BrainForce Plus that we've ever had at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. A great way to supercharge your mind. As I said before, it's my favorite supplement. If you haven't tried it, now is a great time. It's the deepest discount we've ever had off of BrainForce. And if you have tried it and you like it, now is a great time to stock up. I don't know how much longer that's going to last. We also have InfoWars Life Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formulation. It is 40% off. And again, it's like, works the same way as methylcobalamin. You can get that as an injection. Many people do get their vitamin B12 that way. But this, you can get the same effect. Just put a little bit of this great tasting liquid under your tongue, leave it there for 15 seconds. Same effect, but you don't have to have the shot. And that is now 40% off. We also have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. And you can get that in either the Patriot or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. We made that easy to remember. WAKEUP is the coupon code at checkout to get 20% off of Wake Up America coffee. Let's go back to Sherry. Sherry, you know, as we look at this, you've got an article on your website about a lawsuit that has now been filed by Bruce Joyner. This is a security guard who was wounded in the incident. He is now suing the FBI for $8 million. This goes back to May 3rd. It happened in Garland, Texas. Many people remember the Draw Muhammad free speech event that they had there, basically taunting the fact that Muslim jihadists had attacked Charlie Hebdo and killed individuals because they were angry that there had been a political cartoon of Muhammad. So they did that in defiance of that, called it a free speech event. And as WND reported, you have in your article, two Muslims wearing body armor and armed with rifles had traveled 1,000 miles to the Dallas suburb. They tried to penetrate massive security that is set up by event organizers that was estimated to have cost up to $30,000. ISIS later claimed that these men were their own, and they were shot and killed by police after they jumped out of their vehicle to parking lot barrier and began firing. One of these guys shot a security guard there in the ankle. Now, he has filed an $8 million lawsuit saying that the FBI allowed this attack to happen. What do you know about this, Sherry?
The way I understand it, the FBI had an undercover agent trying to infiltrate this terrorist cell. And he was in contact with these terrorists, these jihadists. He was encouraging the event. He apparently did a text message to them saying, tear up Texas. Hmm. And this seems to have come out in other lawsuits. Comey actually lied about it by saying that
really? Comey lied about it? I couldn't believe a guy would. James Comey, the director of the FIB. Yeah, he actually lied about it, huh?
Yeah, he said that these jihadists were, I believe his quote was, like a needle in a haystack. We couldn't find them. but they were in contact with him, and they were trying to get their undercover agent to rise within his authority within the jihadist cell. So,
and this is something that we've seen over and over again. We had Judge Andrew Napolitano point out, he did an essay once saying, look at this event, this event, this event. He went down the long list of events that had been created, had been run, had been encouraged. These people were recruited by the FBI. And it was also that they could set up something and then bust these guys. We just had Julian Assange point that out yet again and link to other articles. This is something that has been widely reported by a variety of media organizations talking about how the FBI creates terrorist events and then shuts them down so they can look like heroes. It's all about getting more funding for them, but it's also about getting gun prohibition and other things enacted as well.
Absolutely. They've gone rogue. They've got their own agenda, and they will do whatever it takes against the citizens of this country to achieve their agenda. That's the bottom line.
That's one of the things that makes me very suspicious about this this Las Vegas situation. We always had the FBI come in, and just like they did flight TWA Flight 800, you had people whose job it is to investigate crashes. And they had information that might have implicated the U.S. military in an accidental missile shootdown, which has happened in the past. It happened with an Iranian commercial jet. But the FBI came in, swooped in, took all the information. We never saw it again. And we've also seen our government running things like Fast and Furious, which even organizations like the New York Times admit, yes, that was a false flag to enact gun control. But one of the things that's in your article, they say that not only did the FBI help these terrorists obtain weapons used in the attack by lifting a hold during a background check, they also incited the terrorists to attack, as you mentioned, tear up Texas and so forth. They even sent an agent to accompany the terrorist to the event.
Yes. He's reported to have been in the car behind him, I believe.
Wow.
Like I say, I'm not sure if they set up this event, this attack on the event, but it sure implicates them in the very beginning stages of it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Tell me what it's like there in Vegas. I mean, you got there, these trials were underway. As a matter of fact, you know, you had just reported, we talked about in the last segment about the plea agreement for Pete Santilli. That happened like, I think the Tuesday or something after this, like a week ago, after the shooting. What was it like when you got there? Was the place on lockdown?
No, actually it was normal. It was a surprise to have the announcement come out in court last Tuesday. They actually didn't do the plea agreement, the change of plea hearing until Friday, because they needed to get, I believe it was Sessions himself, but at least the DOJ to approve it before that can go through a hearing. And he was released on Friday, and he will be heading back to Cincinnati, and he will be on, I believe it's 3 years probation.
Mm-hmm.
He will be continuing his show, even though he's got different conditions than some of the other political prisoners get. For example, Joe Robertson is not allowed to have camera or recording equipment, yet Pete will be able to do his show. So, like I say, it kind of depends on their mood, I guess. I don't know how it works.
Well, he does seem to have some good lawyers, because I know just before the Oregon situation, he was apprehended in Newtown, Ohio. And when they ran his stuff, they said he showed up on a watch list. They arrested him. It was reported in the paper. And then the next day, the police said, oh, sorry, never mind. We're going to let him go. So I guess he's got some good lawyers. They got him out for time served when they're going after life sentences for these other people for a third time after they've had hung jurors on the first two trials.
I think you're going to see some more plea agreements coming through. I know they're working on several. They have changed the plea agreements, actually, since the shooting here. They withdrew a bunch of them, and now they're coming down a lot harder.
Well, they're coming down pretty hard on the Bundy boys in terms of Ammon and in terms of Ryan. When I was looking at them trying to get to the trial, they were saying, we're getting punitive searches before we're allowed to come to the courtroom by these people at this one facility. Is that correct?
Yeah, they had a big win on that one last week as well. Ammon and Ryan have been holding out for about a year trying to fight these strip searches and body searches and such. And the judge finally gave in and said, all right, we've had enough of this. Let's you know, do no more searches and get him moved to Henderson so we can move on with his trial. It was a big win. It really was.
Well, that's good, because we know that they are political prisoners. There is no doubt about that, and they've held them under, and just the fact that they're trying to get to these hearings and that they're getting excessive and special treatment. Let's just put it that way. They're treating them pretty roughly and holding them in prison without bail for a very long time. This is a political issue. This is a very important political issue. And if you go back and look at some of the other lies about the FBI and the hostage rescue team that shot at Lavoie Finicum and then denied it until it was proven that they did it, proven by local law enforcement. Maybe we'll have something like that come out in Las Vegas. But they were going down to talk to people about land use issues and the abusive actions of the BLM. That's when they killed Lavoie Finicum. That's when they captured these other individuals and they got out of, we'll talk about that some other time, what happened in Oregon. Thank you for joining us, Sherry Duvalle. That's it for today's broadcast. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming right up.